Li'ilui Nishmas, Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha.
Now, Bezrat Hashem, we're starting Siman Dalet Dinei Netilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch starts and says, Yirchatz Yada V'Yivarech HaNetilas Yadayim. We wash our hands in the morning, and we say the Baruch of Netilas Yadayim. Now, we're going to see that there are two different aspects to washing hands in the morning. One is, there's a Din D'Rabbanon. Chazal established a mitzvah d'Rabbanon with a bracha to wash our hands every morning. We'll see the reason in a minute. Bezat Hashem. The other idea is for Ruach Ra, to remove the Ruach Ra that are on their hands. When a person sleeps, so it's 1/60th of death, and there's Ruach Ra that it's like a negative spirit, a negative impure spirit that's on a person, and we assume it adheres mostly in the hands. And to remove the Ruach Ra, you have to wash your hands. And the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Dalet refers to both. He refers to the washing of the hands, the mitzvah d'Rabbanan with the bracha, and also to washing the hands to remove the Ruach Ra. We saw in the very beginning of the Mishnah Berurah that one is supposed to wash his hands right away in the morning. And the reason for that is to remove the Ruach Ra immediately. You don't want to have Ruach Ra on your hands unnecessarily. So here the Rav Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes, what is the basic idea behind the mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Netilas Yadayim in the morning, washing your hands in the morning, that we say a bracha over. And the machlokes is between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says that the primary reason we wash our hands in the morning is to make them clean for davening. When a person sleeps, his hands move around. Yadayim shalotam askanios hain, your hands move around. And chances are that a person touched a part of the body that wasn't clean. So when a person wakes up in the morning, it's assumed his hands aren't so clean. Now for davening, the hands need to be clean. So chazal were masakein to wash our hands in the morning with a bracha in order to say kriya shema and daven with clean hands. Well, the Rashba gives a different reason. The Rashba says that every morning we are a beria chadasha. Every morning Hashem has, in a sense, created us anew. And therefore we have to thank Hashem every day that He gave us another chance to serve Him. So therefore, every morning we say all the berachos hashachar. We thank Hashem for giving us another chance to serve Him. Oh. And part of that idea is that in the morning, as we are praising Hashem and thanking Hashem for a new chance to serve Him, Chazal said a Jew should feel like he is a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. When a Jew goes through his regular daily life, this is a very important idea. A Jew should feel like he is a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash wash their hands before starting the Avodah, we too wash our hands in the morning before starting our Avodah, our service of Hashem in our ordinary daily lives. This Rosh was teaching us a very important idea. When we talk about the Bnei Yisrael, our Memlechas Kohanim, so we're supposed to feel that and experience that and think about that every morning. As we wash our hands in the morning, we're washing our hands like Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash to get ourselves ready to sanctify ourselves for our Kedusha of serving Hashem in our ordinary daily lives. So this is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. We're going to see that Halacha L'maisa, we accept in a sense both opinions, and we only say a bracha about Netilas Yadayim when both the reasons of the Rosh and the Rashba apply. What are some nafka minas between the Rosh and the Rashba? So for example, let's say a person wore gloves when he went to sleep. Now then you know that for sure your hands aren't dirty in the morning. According to the Rosh, you would not have to wash your hands with a bracha in the morning if you wore gloves. You'd wash your hands to remove the Ruach Ra, but there would not be a bracha. And the Rashba would say no. Even if you wore gloves, you still have to wash your hands to add the Kedusha, like you're required in the Beis HaMikdash, to get ready for your Avodah of the day, your Avodah Shem of the day. So the Rush would say you'd have to, the Rashba would say you would have to wash your hands with a bracha anyway. What if a person was awake the entire night? A person was up the entire night, then according to the Rush, Pashup Shot, he would not have to wash with a bracha in the morning. Because there's no reason to assume his hands are dirty. Just like during the day, we don't know for sure that our hands are dirty. A person more or less tries to keep his hands from becoming dirty. So if you're awake, then we don't assume your hands are dirty. But according to the Rashba, Chazal were misaking, at once a day, every day, you have to wash your hands to get ready for your new day of Avodas Hashem. And even if you're up the whole night, it's still a new day of Avodas Hashem, and you would have to wash. So those nafkaminas explain the machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba. And again, we only say a bracha when both of the reasons apply, as we'll discuss more as we get into the, we continue in the siman. But here the Rama adds that a person also says Ashiyatzer in the morning, every morning, even if he doesn't use the bathroom. What's the idea? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, we have to thank Hashem every morning for giving us back our bodies to use and giving us back our neshamas to use. It's like we're being created anew every morning. And Ashiyatzer is mostly about Yetzirah Saguf, and Elokai Neshama is about the neshama. So those two brachas we say every morning, even if we don't use the bathroom. Now, normally in the morning, a person does need to use the bathroom. So when you say Ashiyatzer in the morning, so you're saying Ashiyatzer on using the bathroom, and Ashiyatzer on what the Rama says, that Hashem has given us back, in a sense, recreated our bodies anew every morning. But if a person indeed would not use the bathroom in the morning, still, he would say the bracha of Asher Yatzer. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes an interesting discussion. If a person used the bathroom in the middle of the night, there were those that wouldn't say Asher Yatzer. They would wait for the morning and rely on what the Asher Yatzer of the morning. The Mishnah Berurah recommends not following this opinion, because a lot of times you might have to use the bathroom in the morning again, and then you've lost that Asher Yatzer from the middle of the night. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends V'yari Shemaim Yachmer Al Atzmo, and wash your hands and say Asher Yatzer in the middle of the night. And that is the common practice. If a person uses the bathroom in the middle of the night, he indeed says Asher Yatzer. Now, so this Machlokas, the Rush and the Rashba, so the question is, when exactly do we say the Baruch of Anotilas Yadayim? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's a long Ber Halacha, he quotes from the Chai Adam, that according to the Rush, it makes sense to say the bracha when one is washing his hands for the last time before he davens. A person, let's say, washes Negev Asar, then he gets dressed and uses the bathroom and gets dressed, then he's going to wash his hands again after the bathroom. According to the Rush, you're not going to say the bracha, at least until you've washed your hands after using the bathroom and getting dressed. Because you're not ready to daven. Your hands get dirty when you get dressed, when you use the bathroom. But according to the Rashba, the Chora, the bracha should be linked to the earliest washing of the hands. When you're washing hands to start your day of Avodas Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah here says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says that he recommends following the Chai Adam and other Achronim, that a person should say the bracha of Anotilas Yadayim only after he has washed his hands for the last time before davening. That for sure fulfills the opinion of the Rush. And the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush, that even according to the Rashba, that it's based on your new creation and you're washing your hands and thanking Hashem for a new chance to serve Him, and you're showing your like Kohanim in the base Hamikdash a new chance to serve Hashem, even the Rashba would agree that you can say the bracha later. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Beis Yosef to say the bracha together with the other Berachos HaShachar. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Rashba, you can say the bracha later, at the later time that you wash, before you're ready, when you're ready to daven. But the bracha should be said together with the other Berachos HaShachar, and that's the more common practice amongst B'nai Torah, to follow what the Ber HaLacha says. That the time we say the bracha of Anotilas Yadayim is when we wash our hands for the last time before davening. Then we're saying all of the Birchos HaShachar together. We say Anotilas Yadayim together with the other Birchos HaShachar. That's the psak of the Mishneh Berurah here in the Ber Halacha, and he repeats it again later in Siman Vav. It's interesting to point out, the Aruch HaShulchan argues. The Aruch HaShulchan says that one should say the bracha earlier, not later, because the Aruch HaShulchan says that according to the Rashba, the bracha must be said closer to when one wakes up. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says that the Rush would agree that even though the Rush says the reason for washing hands was to get them ready for davening, but still, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Takana of the bracha was to say it right when you woke up. That's a chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says it here in Siman Dalet, Sif Hei, and later in Siman Vav, Sif Vav. So there are those that follow the other approach, the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, but that is not the common practice. Most follow the psak of the Mishneh Berurah. Oh, there is a mistake that some people make, which is that since the Rama says to say Asher Yatzar even without going to the bathroom, some people say Asher Yatzar twice in the morning. They say Asher Yatzar after using the bathroom in the morning, and then later, when it's time to daven, they open their siddur, and they say Asher Yatzar again as part of the brachos. That's a mistake. You don't say Asher Yatzar twice in the morning unless you use the bathroom twice in the morning. You don't say Asher Yatzar twice in the morning unless you use the bathroom twice in the morning. Sometimes it happens. A person gets up early to learn, let's say. He'll use the bathroom. He'll say Asher Yatzar. He'll say Birchos Torah and he'll learn. And then an hour later when it's time to daven, he'll go to the bathroom again and he'll say Asher Yatzar again. That makes sense. But you don't say Asher Yatzar twice in the morning unless you use the bathroom twice in the morning. We shouldn't make a mistake based on this Rama. Okay, we'll stop here for Siman Dalet Sif Aleph.